Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Tuff Edom with Championship Bull Riding. Thanks for listening to CBR Mondays on Cutting Up Radio.
And good evening, and thanks for joining us for Championship Bull Riding right here on Cutting Up Radio. Joining me is my amazing co-host, our Texas woman and the Sicily of all trades, Sicily Cross. Hey, Sicily.
Hey, how are y'all tonight?
We are doing good. How was market days this past week?
Market was very good and very, very busy, and we've got lots of new stuff coming. So
I
buy up big for our booth in Vegas during NFR time, so I've got lots of new clothes and cute stuff coming.
Awesome. We've seen you sporting around in those new bodacious boots.
Yes. We will be carrying soon a whole line of those, and they are so cute, so lots of bling.
They are. Well, we want to remind all of our listeners, as always, each and every week, to check out Cowboy Crossroads' site at cowboycrossroads.com. Also follow them on Facebook, and also follow Miss Sicily. And, you know, tonight we're really honored because not only do we have an Emmy Award-winning television show host, the first lady of the Dallas Mavericks, country music artist and songwriter, commentator. I think Allie is the Allie of all trades. Welcome to the show, Miss Allie D. Hi, Allie.
Well, hello.
How are you? We are sitting here talking about clothing and talking about all the goodies. And now, Allie, you have the Allie D collection as well at AllieDCollection.com. And I noticed today you're having a big sale, a bling sale.
Yes. Actually, we are having a little sale right now with, you know, back to school happening. People are always looking for a good deal. So we've got our Bling is My Signature Color tee on sale, and that has by far been our most popular tee. That one in Home of the Free because of the Brave. So right now it's on sale, and our hats are 40% off, and we're just trying to give people a break so they can get all dolled up, getting ready to go back to school.
That's right, and it's a great, great savings for great clothing. Now, listen, what inspired you to start the Allie D collection?
Well, really, I was looking for a way to expand my merch booth at my concerts because, you know, most merch booths, you just offer concert tees and hats, and I thought, well, maybe, you know, I could make a little extra gas money if I could expand my merchandise at my booths at all my shows. So that's kind of how the concept came up. And then I spoke with Jill Bierman at ATX Mafia, and I've always loved her tees. And her and I decided that we would partner up and do some designs. And I didn't really expect it to do as well as it has so quickly. I mean, going into Western stores and boutiques all over, it's just been a whirlwind, but I'm very happy that it's been so successful.
Absolutely. It's featured in over 150 boutiques nationwide now, so that is really exciting. That's a great accomplishment.
Yes, and I can't say enough good things about Jill and the girls over at ATX Mafia because they're really the brains behind the operation. You know, I just got to do the fun stuff, picking out rhinestones and colors, and they have to do, you know, the heavy lifting. So they have just been very, very good on that front, just calling people and letting them know, hey, you know, we have something brand new that's really hot, and everybody's just loved it.
Well, you know, what were some of the challenges in picking the quality of products to put your name on? Because, you know, that's so important.
For me, it was really about the people behind the products. I'm all about being a small business owner myself and wanting to support other small business owners. I felt like I was looking for people that had those same kind of ideals and values and people that wanted to make an impact, and also, of course, that I shared the same taste with. So, you know, all those things boil down to ATX Mafia and Suki Suki.
Awesome. Well, we want to invite all of our listeners to go get some retail therapy tonight online by going and checking out AllieDCollection.com. So, well, you know, Allie, you have done, you know, just like we mentioned at the beginning of the show, you know, you've been an Emmy Award-winning television host. You have been known as the First Lady of the Dallas Mavericks and so many more amazing moments that you have experienced in your life that have brought you amazing opportunities. How did these previous experiences assist you in becoming the commentator for the CBR?
Oh, gosh. It's been everything. I think a lot of times people don't realize how hard it is to make something look easy. And, you know, it's just practice. I mean, I started off working in television, hauling around cables for the cameraman, basically doing whatever I could to let them, you know, hey, can I borrow you for 2 seconds? And then pretend like I was commentating on the game or whatever we were at, whatever function we were at, that we were, you know, shooting footage for the real reporters. I would just kind of sneak in and pretend. And that's how I started, and just practicing, you know, doing everything I could to just get involved in, you know, local colleges and local sports teams. And then, of course, you know, now going into rodeo, which is something that, you know, I've been involved with for the past 5 or 6 years. But before that, I didn't really have much knowledge. So I was really nervous about the CBR. I wanted to do a good job. I wanted to come across knowledgeable and like I knew what I was talking about. And, you know, I think I still can't really watch them with both eyes open because I get so nervous about what I'm going to say still. But luckily, I think it's been pretty good.
So what has been the most difficult challenge, you know, when you began hosting behind the scenes and now? What has been the most challenging that you've kind of accomplished and overcame?
I think, you know, with the CBR, it's so fast-paced. I mean, it's, you know, when you're talking about football, basketball, you're going to get your interviews at the end of the quarter, so you're going to have a lot of time to think about what you have to say to that player. In the CBR, you have 8 seconds, tops, to prepare what went on in the ride, what are you going to ask the rider, you know, what? Because at the end of the day, it's my job to make the rider look good and to give them something, you know, give them something good to say, a kind of a lead-in for them to say something good. So I think that's been the most challenging thing with the CBR is just that it's so fast-paced. You know, I might be interviewing one guy, and the next guy just got 92 points, so I need to, you know, quickly watch the rerun on the big screen and then come up with something for him to say all in the next 5 seconds before he gets to me with the camera. So it took a little bit of adjusting, but I think I got the hang of it now.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, how do you remember all the Cowboys' names?
Well, they're really cute, so, no, it's just, you know, studying like any other sport. I mean,
right.
The CBR sent me a big media book, and, you know, I made sure that I knew the guys, and the ones that I didn't know, maybe they were younger or I hadn't met them through my involvement in rodeo, just made sure to introduce myself and keep tabs on them, but you get to know them pretty quick.
Yeah, well, that's one key. I'm always asking Cicely before our radio shows, how do you pronounce their last name so I don't make a fool of myself or them?
Yes, I know.
You don't
That's
have that opportunity,
thing.
Though, do you?
Yeah, I mean, I usually just stick to the first names if I can.
I can give them any inside scoop. I usually, it's funny because usually Brandon, who is the basically the TV production head guy under Jeff Manners, well, it's kind of funny because he always contacts me usually before the event or comes in early and will be like, okay, fill me in on some scoop for, you know, Allie to talk about or you know, what's exciting with somebody going on this week or, you know, something. So, because I usually have the lowdown on most of the guys. And so they usually get the preview of some, you know, featured story early before Allie gets there. So it makes her job a little bit easier to not have to research on something, you know, like, for instance, Cooper Davis that had been to the high school finals, you know, Brandon and them came to me. I'm like, okay, you know, he just got here from the high school national finals. So I try to keep those guys informed of interesting things coming up, too. So
you're not supposed to tell everybody. You're our secret weapon.
I know.
Yeah, Cicely really is. She knows the ins and outs of everything that's going on. And so when we need something special, something that, you know, we think the viewer is going to want to know a little inside scoop or more than just your general how'd the ride go, we know that Cicely is going to have something interesting about all the guys.
Yeah, well, if it makes you feel any better, I'm the same way with her. I call her and I do the same thing.
Yep.
Well, you know, being a part of the CBR for 2012, what were some of the, you know, experiences behind the scenes that inspired you the most?
Well, gosh, one thing that I just really thought was adorable was when Luis Blanco won the truck and in Del Rio. And I thought, you know, seeing his wife, or he's getting married the very next day. His wife or his fiance was pregnant, and you know, he was just telling me how excited he was about the car and how one of his other friends had one of a truck one time, and they drove it over to his house and were like, hey, I want to go for a ride in my new truck, and just rubbing it in, kind of, and that he had a chance to go back to that guy and drive his brand new truck over there and rub it in his face. So, I mean, just, you know, stuff like that. These guys, they work so hard, and, you know, they, sometimes they win a lot of money, sometimes they win no money, and sometimes they win a truck. So just the fact that they can keep up their spirits week in and week out, no matter what happens, you know, hoping that they're going to get the next big payday.
Right. Absolutely, because, you know, there's a lot more downs than there are up sometime, and you
yes.
really got to stay motivated. And I guess you get to see that a lot with the Cowboys, just motivating themselves and each other.
Yeah, or like Aaron Pass. I mean, I think he might have been first place in pretty much every single long round, it seemed like, going in the short rounds. And then he just
A lot of them, yeah.
And then, you know, he just wasn't able to ride in a lot of those short rounds, whether it was the draw or whatever was going on in his mind. But, you know, knowing that every event that he came to, I could just see that he was excited to be there, ready to ride, and he was going to, you know, try to win every single weekend.
Right.
And
now,
you failed to mention that, Allie, Cheyenne was your first time to ever go to Cheyenne.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That was so great, because Cheyenne is just the rodeo that everybody talks about, that's, you know, so fun and so big, and I had never got to go, and I couldn't wait, and that was something that was really awesome for me to actually be in Cheyenne and then get to be on the dirt and not having to be, you know, competing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what was it
yeah.
like? What was your first experience like?
It was really just, gosh, it's quintessential rodeo experience. I mean, you know, I really like that they have a lot of tradition still in that rodeo, and, mm-hmm. You know, that they have, like, the little, what do they call them, the Cheyenne ladies something? The little, you know, they have little rodeo queens that dress up, and
yeah.
You know, just all that traditional stuff that I like to see. I just think that it's really neat that they hold on to that.
Yeah.
Not to mention that you got to commentate in the pouring down rain and see 19-plus 90-point rides in 2 days.
Yes, I know. And I actually was visiting with Clint Craig the other day, and he was commenting on, your hair looked good on TV all the way up to the end, and then I noticed you had to pull it back in ponytail because it was soaking wet. But it was still fun. I mean, it was a really
great experience.
It
didn't look out of place, though.
Well, good.
Yeah, you're just a natural. You are very natural looking. And do you guys have makeup artists that are standing all around you to fix your makeup when you go to a break?
No. Oh, goodness. No.
No.
It's all our own practicing.
Because your face, Allie, and Cicely's too, I often wonder too. I'm like, she must have someone just walk around, you know, like Kenny Chesney does. You know, he has this little makeup artist that walks around all the time, and when he sweats, he gets patted and retouched.
No, and the funny thing is, it's like us this past season on the Texas Women's Show. Well, they would do our makeup on interview days, and I would just like get in the mirror, and I'd be like, oh, you know, they would all look so good, and, you know, I have this specific way that I do my eye makeup and, you know, whatever, and then they would, like, do mine, and I'd be like, oh, gosh. Because I guess I'm so used to looking at, you know, having mine this certain way, and so then when somebody else does it, I'm just not used to it, so I just send it myself. Everybody's like, does it take you forever to do your makeup? I'm like, no, I can do it from start to finish in less than 5 minutes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. We hold it down to a T. Allie doesn't wear near as much makeup as I do, but yeah.
Well, I do. I definitely do when I'm you know, when I'm on camera for the CBR. You know, you just kind of gotta you learn the tricks of the trade and which stuff looks the best and will hold up the best through the elements, especially like, you know, when it's 100 degrees in Del Rio or it's, you know, raining in Cheyenne. You just gotta have something that can hold up in any type of weather.
Right. Well, you know, being a part of the CBR and seeing what goes on in the production, what impressed you the most about this organization that truly made you confident enough to pursue a career with them?
Oh, gosh. The professionalism. I mean, everybody in that organization wants the best for the CBR and the best for the bull riders. And I just fell in love with that. I felt like it has like a really – it's almost like a family. And I just felt like, okay, this is – something that I feel like I could be a part of, that I want to promote, that I want to represent, and that I want to work with. I just fell in love with it, with the family atmosphere and, you know, the passion that everybody has for the sport.
Right, and the calmness. It just seems like everybody's calm there.
Yes. Except during show time. Stay away from Sicily.
Yes, stay away from me. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no,
there's times, like, when Allie gets to the event, I'm already so busy. Like, sometimes I never even see her at all until after it's over. And she comes and sits down and says, hi. And I'm like, hi, sorry I haven't got a visit. But, you know, I mean, when it gets about 3 o'clock, I'm in my zone. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure Allie's having to get in her zone, too, you know, prepping prior to the event. And then when it hits, she's getting her little jitters, and then she gets that out and all that good stuff. So, you know, I'm sure it's kind of like a ritual for you guys, you know, when you start performances, you know, getting ready, making sure you're at the right spot and the camera guys are, you know, ready to go. So.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, Allie, how has the opportunity with the CBR progressed your success in the country music world?
You know what's great is that every time I'm at an event, I feel like I, you know, gain some more fans. You know, I sign autographs after every event, and I, you know, talk in the arena, and I just feel like from there, people, whether they know me, my music or not, it gives me a chance to introduce them to my music, and I feel like it's just, you know, the CBR fan is usually going to be a country music fan, so if I can convert them to my music as a fan of my music, then I feel like it's a win-win situation, so I've been happy with that.
Yeah, absolutely, and, you know, we all wonder, you know, I don't want you to have to go through your life story and all that good stuff, but we want to know when you first realized that you wanted to pursue a career in music.
I think for me, the first moment that I remember being on stage and falling in love with being on stage was in kindergarten, singing like in the Christmas pageant. You know, all the kids, we would get together and practice songs, and then we got on stage at that little theater across the street from school, and and we all had to sing our little Frosty the Snowman and all that kind of stuff. And I remember when the stage curtains opened and we saw all the people out there, most of the little kids started just screaming and crying. And I was like, oh, my goodness, this is the coolest thing ever. So I feel like from that moment on, I just thought, like, this is where I want to be. I want to be on stage. I want to be entertaining people. And I wanted to push all the other little kids out of the way, stand in the front.
That's awesome. You know, I was curious to know if you had any type of stage fright.
Yeah, no, I just have always loved it. I mean, that's where I'm happiest, and that's where I feel the most comfortable. I love to be on stage. I think Sicily will tell you, when I'm off stage or, you know, in my own element, I'm kind of a shy person. I'm just not super outgoing in that sense. You know, I really feel like when I'm the most outgoing is when I'm on stage.
Right. Now, what type of music did you listen to back then that, you know, and how does it differ from what you listen to now? You know, like, I know you mentioned in your on your site that, you know, you listen to the Dolly Partons and the Johnny Cashes and that.
Yeah, I was more of, you know, Dolly Parton, Reba, Dixie Chicks, Trisha Yearwood, Shania Twain. But even I also liked listening to, I mean, I listened to all types of music growing up. I also liked the Beatles. I liked show tunes. I liked anything, any type of music, really, anything that I could just turn up and dance around in my room and pretend to sing in the mirror. That's what I liked. And the reason why I loved country music was because I felt like you got to hear a story, which in, like, pop music, it was never really like, let me tell you a story about, you know, like, She's in Love with a Boy, for example, that you just didn't get that from pop music. Mm-hmm. And that's why I fell in love with country music, because I felt like you got to hear a little story.
Right. Absolutely. You know what they say about country music is it's a life in music. I mean, because the stories and the music that you hear is a life's experience, especially now. I think people realize it now when they hear songs like yours, because, you know, yours and Taylor Swift, she writes about all of her exes. And, you know, it's kind of like, wow, people kind of see. You
put
know,
it out there.
What can people expect to see at a live performance of Allie D?
I feel like a lot of times people will say, wow, you're better live than you are in your recordings. And I don't know why that is, but I don't know if it's just still weird for me to be in a tiny little box singing to a microphone and a glass. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I feel like when I'm on stage, you know, I tell a lot of personal stories. I really look up to people like Reba and Dolly again, who will make you feel like in the audience you're sitting in, you know, your living room sometimes. So
right.
I think that's what you can expect is usually just, you know, just me. It's not going to be anything crazy, but just typical me.
Now, if you had to describe your music in 3 or 4 words, what would you call it?
Oh, goodness. I would say real country music. I don't know. That's hard. I guess that's it. I don't know. It's just, you know, there's not too much into it. I mean, it's just pretty honest and pretty straightforward.
Right. You know, when I moved from Texas to Tennessee, Mark McKinney said, "Now, Christina, you need to play a little bit more Texas country in Tennessee." And I said, "Well, what are you talking about? I lived in Texas all my life, and we listened. I guess it was just something that you listened to. You really never heard the difference until I moved to Nashville, and now I know the difference."
Right.
Now I know the difference. But really, in Texas, we're just so used to the Texas music and country music, and you just kind of hear it. Radio plays it different in Texas. I don't know what it is, but in Nashville, it's all Nashville. You don't really hear any Texas. So there's a huge difference. And I know when he called, and when I first moved to Nashville, and he said, "You need to start playing some more Texas music on that cutting up radio." There's a big difference, you know. And so when you talk about real country music, that really brought back that moment when Mark called and was like, "Hey, where's that real country music, that Texas country?" But
yes.
You know, as an artist, do you notice that a lot when you're listening to a radio station and you hear your song or you hear someone else's song? Do you notice a difference from Nashville country and Texas country?
Yeah, I think there is a bit of a difference. I think, you know, Texas country artists tend to just be a little more straightforward in their lyrics at times.
Mm-hmm.
But I think both have their good sides. I mean, I think, you know, I hate to pin one against the other. I think that, you know, Texas country is just kind of like, it's our heart down here and we're all very attached to it. And it's like,
right. There's
a lot of pride here. So I think that we, you know, we just feel very strongly about the music that's made down here. But I, you know, I also feel strongly about the music that's made anywhere. You know, everybody has their own craft and their own style. And I'm just the type that it's like, I just kind of respect anybody's art. I just don't want to, you know, I don't say that one is better than the other. I think everybody has their own way.
Right. Absolutely. Now tell us a little bit about your band.
My band. Well, there are 4 boys, and I make sure that they are always showering and always clean when they're in the van. No, but they're great guys. You know, they're dedicated to me and the success of my music, and they're reliable, and, you know, they're fun to be with on stage.
And that's important for your performance and all, you know,
the
group. Here in Nashville.
You know,
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say I have 2 requirements for my band members. The first one is that they're nice, and the second one is that they can play their instrument. But the one that they're nice is first, because that's more important to me. I mean, a lot of people can play their instrument really well, but there's not a lot of people that can play their instrument and are nice and want to get along with everybody.
Right. Well, you know, I guess because my husband's in the music industry, and I get to see and experience a little bit of the different artists, because he drives the coaches for them. And one thing that's amazing is how many times artists switch musicians, you know, like guitar players, steel guitar players. I mean, it's just like someone new all the time. And I'm thinking, how do you guys adjust? I would want to stick with one person, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's a big challenge. And that's a challenge that really doesn't go away until you're George Strait and you can have the same band for 20 years. It's, you know, it's just a constant changing market. You know, if you're on tour for 3 months, and then you're recording for 2 months. Well, those 2 months you're recording, the guys in your touring band, they need some work. So they're going to go find another touring band. So maybe when you're ready to go tour again, they're busy now. So now you got to find a replacement because, you know, your other guys are doing something else. So, yeah, that's just a constant changing thing. And you just have to be able to roll with the punches. That's just part of it. And that's something that I had to learn real quick is you need to be three deep at each position, because if your bass player is busy, you better have someone else to call to fill that spot so you don't have to say no to a gig.
Right. And that's got to be more challenging for you as an artist to have to deal with that kind of stuff, you know?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a challenge, but it's just part of it.
Yeah. Now,
if I played for George Strait, I wouldn't leave him either.
I know.
Right, I know, right? Exactly.
So what do you think your biggest break or greatest opportunity has been thus far in your musical career?
I would say, you know, of course, besides Texas Women, which has gained, you know, I've got a lot of new fans from the show. Mm-hmm. I would say this past weekend I got to sing with Casey Donahue, and he's just a pleasure to work with and has an incredibly huge, awesome, amazing fan base that I feel like his fans are the same type of people that are my fans. So this weekend I got to sing with him at the North Texas State Fair in Denton. And, you know, that was a really big moment for me. It was probably the most people I've ever sang for. You know, it was definitely the most merch I've ever sold. So thank you to Casey for that. but it was just, you know, they were so welcoming, so excited to see me. And I just felt like, you know, that was a really cool moment for me.
Awesome. Now, what are some of your immediate career goals?
Oh, goodness. I'm always setting new goals. I think for me, immediately, I want to complete my first full-length album and really just kick it up 10 notches on the touring, you know, get a lot more shows booked, you know, get a lot more involved that way, just to make sure that I'm the type of person, I always want to be out there meeting new fans, making new fans, telling people thank you for, you know, for spending 99 cents on my song, whatever it is. I think it's important that I'm out there as much as possible.
Absolutely. Now, you know, artists today seem to have others creating their music, their style, their, you know, fashion, everything. You know, it's amazing how producers and record companies just kind of bring you in and fix you the way they want to and want you to do this, that, and the other. How much have you creative control do you have over your own music?
100%. And that's something that to me is really, I really want to hold on to. You know, I've had, you know, publishing offers and record deal offers and things that I just felt like, you know, weren't the right fit because I was just worried about letting go of some of that creative energy. I just don't want to lose that. I don't want it to get lost in the masses. And like you were saying, it's unbelievable to me how many artists these days, I mean, I'm not saying it's good or bad, but have that, take that route. For example, I was reading a Twitter, you know, where an artist was, their first show ever was opening for Miranda Lambert. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, wow. I mean, that is a lot of pressure, you know, to not have had to go and play the 100 honky-tonk shows or festivals or fairs or acoustic at a coffee house. I mean, just jumping right to opening for Miranda Lambert, you know, that's just be crazy to me. So I'm lucky. I feel like I'm lucky that I get to build the steps to my career and that I get to be creative 100% and that I didn't just jump into something where it was like, okay, now we're going to throw you on the road with so-and-so. Good luck. Hope you make some fans.
Right.
You know, I get
right.
to actually do it myself and see, you know, see how that goes.
Yeah, and, you know, Miranda has inspired so many artists, you know, including yourself, you know, with just her strategy in this business and her just consistency that she has with it. And it's so key, and she's so strong with it. I'm just really impressed with how she has really controlled her destiny as well. And, you know, I think that's so important, and I'm so glad that you're 100% you and, you know, and you're not that give a little to take a little. You know, because soon they start giving and taking more and more and more and more from you, and then you kind of lose who you are. And I think that's what country music is all about, is you being who you are, you know. And I guess that's why country music has changed so much from back in the days when they were using fiddles and everything else more than all these technical things that they use now.
Yeah.
You know, I can remember Yeehaw, and you know how
they
would use spoons and pots and pans and just fun things. Do y'all remember those days?
Drop something out of the kitchen.
But,
well, you know, Miranda's one of those good old East Texas girls. She just is from right up the road from where I am, so.
Yep. Good girl.
East Texas built some pretty strong women.
Mm-hmm.
Texas just has that, don't they?
That's right.
Well, if you had an opportunity to change something about the music industry, what would it be and why?
Oh, goodness.
We're writing a book on this one.
I think just to give females more of a fair shot, it's really, really tough, and it's so bizarre to say, and I never thought that I would actually think this, but, I mean, people have always told me since I started this that it's really, really tough for females. Females don't get a good shot, and I would just say that I would like that to be, you know, eliminated as much as possible. You know, I think females can sing great songs and sell a lot of records and do an amazing job, you know, just like the good old boys. And I just hope that, you know, that's the one thing I'd like to change, just to give us ladies a little bit more of a shot.
Right. Now, you know, music has impacted both young and old. You know, everyone loves a celebrity. And there's so many, my children, you know, I have 6 children, and they all look up to something, whether it be a celebrity, an artist, a role model, you know. What advice do you have for the youth today who look up to you?
Oh, gosh, I would just say, and it sounds cheesy, and I hate to even say it, but there are a lot of, you know, young girls out there that look up to me and tell me, oh, I want to sing just like you, and I want to, you know, do what you're doing, and, you know, there's really no easy way to get there. It's just work. I mean, it takes a lot of hard work and, you know, just practicing and continuing to push for your dream, and, you know, a lot of times people say, oh, you know, she was an overnight success, or he was an overnight success. And when you ask the artist about it, it's like, yeah, I was overnight for 10 years working every single day to get to this point. So I think it's just important for kids to know that, you know, there really are no handouts. You just have to, it's just good old-fashioned hard work that's going to get you to where you want to go.
Absolutely. Now, you know, as far as like the platforms that they have now, American Idols, you know, they had a Nashville Star. They had all these different opportunities for artists to kind of get a head start. What do you think about that?
I think it's great. I mean, I think any way, you know, the reason why I'm most excited is because I feel like it's bringing the arts back into being cool. Like, there was a long time where, you know, dancing and theater and singing and all that stuff wasn't, like, cool and mainstream. So I'm like, it makes me feel like less of a dork that people are starting to watch talent shows again, because I always loved them.
Right.
So, I mean, I think they're great. You know, everybody paves their own path, and whatever that path is, as long as they're hard. I mean, American Idol is no joke. I mean, it's not easy to win that thing. So if that's, you know, that was Carrie Underwood's path, I mean, she deserved it. She won, and I could never do that path. For me, that's too nerve-wracking. I'd rather do it, you know, the way that I know how. But I think, you know, whatever way takes you to the top, it doesn't matter. As long as you're a hard worker, you know, you'll stick around.
Absolutely. Now, you know, what other interests and talents do you have? I know you do everything. You have, you know, like I said, you're the Allie of all trades. Sicily's the Sicily of all trades. But, you know, what other interests and talents do you enjoy?
Oh, gosh. I don't, when I'm not, you know, doing working, I just, I do like to watch some trashy TV sometimes. Take my mind off things. You know, like just the reality shows that are just terrible. I'd be watching them. Those, I mean, I like to watch those. I like to read a little bit, but I love to work. I really do. So when I'm not working, I'm working.
That's what I was fixing to say. You know, it's like, I mean, Allie can vouch for it as well as me, even though we're different lines of work. I mean, both of us have three or four or five different job opportunities and jobs that we do. And, you know, people think, oh, you know, y'all are in the spotlight, or, oh, you're doing this. But, I mean, we work for what we have and what we do. And, I mean, I always tell people all the time, I mean, set goals, whether it's short-term goals or long-term goals, because we didn't get to where we are just a free handout. I mean, we are hard workers, and, you know, I can't say that for all of the, you know, the ones that have been around us, obviously. But, I mean, one thing, we work hard, and we work several different opportunities and jobs to get where we are, you know.
Right, absolutely. And we know this from both
And one thing about the TV show, you know, that they always ask us, you know, for Texas Women. We talk about that a lot on here, Allie. And
yeah,
on other shows all the time. But, you know, I mean, they don't really show all the hard work that we really, really do. I mean, you know, I mean, Allie does three or four things. I mean, she's, you know, commentates for the CBR. She's with Dallas, but she's got her singing opportunity, her clothing line, you know. And then, you know, same thing. I work with the CBR as a rodeo secretary. I'm a family nurse practitioner. I have my own business line, too. You know, so it's kind of crazy. I mean, we all do multiple jobs, and people think, oh, yeah, it's easy, but hey, we're hard workers.
Right. Well, you know, I wish they would show that more. I mean, I wish they would have showed, I mean, you know, you guys were our favorites on Texas Women, and I guess it's because you were the ones that had a job and was working, and it showed that. You know, Allie always on stage, you mending friendships. But, I mean, I wish they would have shown more about you as working women, because that inspires people so much, just to see, you know, the hard work that it takes, you know, that it takes to be where you're at. And I think the one thing that really inspired me, Allie, during the Texas Women show is how hard you worked at raising the funds for the video, you know. And they put that perspective in there, and it showed, you know, you doing the clothes and raising the funds to do that. And then your sweet boyfriend who helped, you know, encourage you and inspire you. I mean, that in itself was just so amazing to see that, and I wish they would bring a little bit more of that, because that was so much fun to watch. That was enjoyable, you know. My
right.
girls,
they showed us partying and drinking a lot. Well, Allie wasn't drinking. I would partake in drinking, but I mean, they show a lot of that. And I'm, you know, and that's, you know, that was my whole thing is, you know, that's not what we're all about all the time. Yeah, we do like to have a good time, granted, but I mean, we work hard, you know, to play hard. That's
right.
My motto. I work hard to play hard.
Well, it's just amazing how much funding they do for liquor on those reality shows. It's like, well, why don't you just pay me instead of the liquor?
Uh-huh.
You know, let me have part of that budget.
Right.
I save y'all money, and I need the money.
Right.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's all about that drama. You know, I really enjoy that side. I hope Texas Women comes back with you guys for this third episode and really inspires. You know, makes it more of an inspiring moment, you know, where you guys can really be who you are, and they kind of, you know, instead of all the drama, because they just really wasn't worth it. And really, they should just have Texas Women for the three of you, because I think it was like you, it was Allie, Cicely, and
Brooke.
Yeah. That's all. We just need three Texas Women. It was so much fun to watch you guys, you know.
Thank you.
And so hopefully we're screaming at the CMTA. We hope to come back and tell us that there's going to be a third season with a lot of fun things. So we were wishing you guys all the best of luck with that. Now, Allie, who and what has been, it could be a person, the strongest influence for you with your musical talent?
Well, I would say not necessarily for musical talent, but my mom and dad were really good about, you know, always encouraging me to just continue to push on. And, you know, they made me well aware that I was going to get a lot of rejection and no's, but, you know, there would eventually be a yes, and to just keep pushing on and keep, you know, keep doing what you think that you're good at. And eventually someone's going to come along and say, oh, my gosh, you're exactly what we've been looking for. Where have you been? So I think that's they've been, you know, the biggest inspiration for me for that.
Right. Now, what is something that you absolutely have to have when you go out on tour?
Oh, when I go out on tour, hey. I absolutely. Yeah, I know. Food. You know, a comfortable pair of shoes for sound check and load in. And then a really nice pair of boots or high heels for stage.
Very cool. Those are some must-have items. Now, what is one piece of advice that you have been given that you've actually used in your life?
I would say, you know, again, just my dad just always telling me that, you know, just keep on going forward, that, again, kind of the same thing, just, you know, that I would get lots of no's, but there would eventually be a yes, and, you know, just work hard, and, you know, eventually you're going to have success.
Now, we have a couple of fan questions. One is, what song do you love to perform the most?
Oh, gosh. I really have fun performing Tanya Tucker's Texas When I Die, because every time we play that song, it just gets the whole crowd rowdy and excited, and, you know, it's always my encore song, so I'd say that's one of my most favorite.
And the next question is, what website do you visit every day?
Google. besides Google, I am on Facebook and Twitter every single day, interacting with fans, making sure they know where they can see me and what's going on and what shows I have going on.
Hello?
We lost her.
Her phone may have died.
Well, I heard, yeah, her cell phone died. She might be calling back in, so we'll ask her the last few questions for the fan, and we'll let her come back on and tell us a little bit about her website and stuff as well. So we're going to wait a few minutes and to see if she calls back in, which we know she will. Hopefully she can charge that phone. But Cicely, share with us some of the moments that you've worked with Allie that she has inspired you in some way.
Oh, Allie and I, we're both, I mean, we're good friends. And like I said, I mean, I've been around her for many years. And, you know, before she really got busy with all the music and, you know, no matter where we are, it's always, you know, she's down to earth and, you know, we sit and chit chat. And she's really gullible. I was giving her a hard time at market this week when we were there. You know, picking with her and saying, Allie, you're so gullible. And she was like, well, you have to tell me these things. she always thinks everybody's always so nice and that there are not mean people around. And sometimes I have to inform her different.
Right.
But we have a good time. And, you know, she's just very down to earth and, you know, really laid back. Corey, Melton, you know, obviously who she dates. He and I have kind of grown up close beside each other and been friends for a long time, and that's how I actually got to know Allie. And anyway, she when I was picking about the food, she sometimes has to have her food. She eats several times a day, so
that's amazing to know, because she's so
yeah,
thin.
She does, and sometimes she's like, I've got to eat before I can go any further. And so anyway, that's why I was laughing about that, because there was a couple of times we were filming during the season that she was like, I'm not filming one thing until I get something to eat. And so anyway, it's pretty funny.
So what does she eat? What type of food does she eat? Is
she
like the healthy
freak? She does eat healthy, but I've seen her knock out a Fred's cheeseburger and she likes Mexican food. She's not just, you know, strictly, you know, vegetarian or anything, but she does eat well, so.
Right. Now,
and she's not a big drinker, you know,
right.
Unlike the rest of us hanging out and partying most of the time, so.
But you control your drinking a lot. I've never seen you drunk.
No, I'm one of these that I kind of like, just give me a glass of wine or two, and I'm good, so.
Right.
Just kind of calm down, relax, and, you know, so.
Well, everybody's wanting to know, the guy that was on the Texas Women with you, kind of like a couple, are y'all still together?
Yes, Taylor. we still talk every week, we do, and he is a very, very good friend of mine. He is, actually been doing a lot of modeling stuff with, he is, just got through writing a book and is on the cover of about 28 love novels. And so he has to travel a bunch too. And so it's kind of crazy with both of our schedules, but, when he's in Dallas or Houston, we usually manage to try to catch up and hang out, go eat or visit for a little while. And, I mean, there's not a week goes by that we don't talk and catch up. So,
Right.
Not serious anything, but yes, we do still talk every week.
That's awesome. Well, we're catching up with Cicely.
Yeah, yeah, it's just hard because we're traveling. They were asking about Taylor.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, another fun thing is one thing that we've learned with you and with Allie in the reality show with Texas Women is, you know, your style. And you know, I was going to say that earlier in the show when we were talking about both of your lines of clothing that you guys have in your stores and stuff. You know, the headbands, I mean, you basically invented the headbands nowadays. Every time I see someone wearing them, I'm saying, do you know Cicely Cross? Is that a Cicely Cross headband? No, but I never noticed those headbands until you started wearing them, girl.
Yeah. They've kind of taken off the last year.
They have.
It is. It's kind of funny. But, yeah, they're just fun. It's kind of like my little signature mark.
Yeah. Well, you know, we started talking to Cicely because Allie's phone died, and she hasn't called in yet. So I do want to promote Allie's website real quick. It's AllieD.com and also AllieDCollection.com. So make sure you check out her websites, and also make sure you follow her on Facebook and on Twitter as well. And make sure you check out our website because her latest video is on there. And we are going to end our show tonight after we talk to Cicely about all the things that's happening in the CBR with her latest hit, Sweet Southern Song.
Yeah. It was kind of funny because during the show, when we were filming and Allie was working on the video, and every time she played it, I'd be like, oh, play that song, Your Sweet Southern Girl. And she'd be like, it's not Sweet Southern Girl, Sweet Southern Song. And I'm like, well, okay, I want to call it Sweet Southern Girl because that's what we are. They would always give me a hard time. So I'd be like, play Sweet Southern Girl. And she's like, it's Sweet Southern Song. Okay. But it was really cool. Yeah, one thing that was really cool is Hannah and I got to be a part of Allie's first video shoot. And the part from that was on Texas Women TV show was really did happen. It was crazy because Marcel, the producer of her video, they had come in from Nashville to film it. And we were all there in the first cut that she started filming. And we were standing there and we were actually behind Marcel while he was filming it. And it was just such a surreal moment being there, you know, because I remember when Allie was, you know, kind of just learning to kind of pick around and play the guitar and singing and just to kind of, you know, be through all that with her and actually be a part of being there for her first music video. It was pretty awesome. And that's what, when she got finished, I mean, we all were just bawling in tears, and she looked at us and she was crying too. And I was like, no, don't cry. You're going to mess your makeup up. Cause she did have a makeup artist there that day, but I was like, you know, it was really awesome to be a part of that. And we had a lot of fun with that. So
yeah,
it's actually now airing on TNT.
You got the guy, didn't you, for the video?
Yeah, I did. I got to go with her to pick him out. I did. I was all about picking out the guys.
I know.
The guys on the show, yeah. Yeah. And he was so sweet, too. He was such a sweet guy. Me and her, she was like a little kid when we went to go pick him out. That was a fun day. We had a good time. And, you know, just being there and watching that. And that's what she was like, oh, my gosh, you know, this is my first music video ever that I've ever made, you know. And so it'll always hold a special place, you know, in her heart. And, you know, it's just cool getting to be there with her for that. So,
yeah, it was. And we enjoyed it. And we want to invite all of our listeners to go make sure you check that out on Allie's website, AllieD.com. It's on YouTube as well, but AllieD.com is the easiest way to go see it. And then we're going to also post it on our Facebook page and on our website as well. So.
And it's now airing on TNT also.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
So.
Well, very cool. Yeah. Well, this weekend, the CBR is having the Horizon Series event in Clinton, Arkansas.
Yes, they are.
Headed to South Dakota.
Clinton, Arkansas, they have the huge, big chuck wagon races during that event, and it's August the 25th. I think this is the third year that we've done it as a CBR Horizon event. Usually a huge crowd. They have a great time. We've got a great lineup of guys that are going to be there. And then from there, we go next Wednesday and Thursday on August 29th and 30th to Huron, South Dakota, to the South Dakota State Fair. And we have five world champions set to ride there. obviously, our current CBR world champion, Josh Barentine, is still out with broken ribs and won't be there to attend. But we have, of course, multi-time world champion J.W. Harris lined up to be there. Wesley Silcox, who was our Cheyenne finals winner and world champion in the PRCA. And then CBR world champions Clayton Fulteen, who will come back, along with Luke Kelly, who's coming back off the injury, and then Hugo Pedrero. So five world champions there, which is pretty awesome to compete at that event. So it should be a great event. We always have a great time. They always have a great crowd. The weather is always awesome, so I am ready to hop on a plane and get there.
Yeah,
cooler weather.
I know, sure. Cooler weather. It's storming there right now.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yep. Well, maybe the rain will get out of the way by the time we get there. Just let us have a little cooler weather. But it's always fun. Always a great event up there, and, you know, with the South Dakota State Fair, so we have a large time up there. Then the next event after that will be Houston, Texas Arise event on September the 7th. And then we'll go back to South Dakota on September the 28th and 29th to Mitchell, South Dakota for the CBR Horizon event there. And that will actually be in the Corn Palace. And this is the first time that they have ever put dirt in that building. Ever.
Really?
Yes. So pretty big event, two-day event they're having up there. Brad Vogel and the crew are putting that event on, so it's going to be another fun event a month later up in Mitchell. So that's the next few, you know, basically the next month run, and, of course, always Friday and Saturday night in Fort Worth at Cowtown Coliseum and Fort Worth Stockyards. Billy Bob's, they have CBR bull riding, and so y'all can check that out down there. And we've got lots of Horizon events coming up, lots of stuff going on. This past weekend we had Waterloo, Illinois. Corey Bailey, here's another rookie I'm going to start talking about. This kid came on at the end of the season and has started out this season with a bang and has already won, placed in every Horizon event he's been in, won two of the three that I think that he's gone to. And he was the only guy to ride two events. He will actually be riding in his first cinch event in here on South Dakota for the 13 season. So it'll be interesting.
Yeah, very. Now, will he, by the time the cinch season starts for 2013, after the South Dakota, will he be able to?
This is our first cinch event.
Okay.
Huron is our first cinch event for the 13 season. Yes. And so that will start our world standings at that event. And then, obviously, we'll just have Horizon events. They qualify to the Cinch Tour from the Horizon events up until January. And once January starts, we'll start our the rest of our Cinch events off, which will, you know, a lot of them are just back-to-back weekends for the whole entire winter and spring run. So
now, and we also want to remind all of our listeners that on Fox Sports Network, the rerun of the 2012 Cinch CBR Tour, Road to Cheyenne, will be airing as well. So set your TiVos. Make sure your TVs are on.
That's right.
If you missed any, there's so much fun to watch over and over and over and over, you know.
Yeah, well, and, you know, there was events that people missed throughout the season. So it started back over this past Sunday with Hobbs, New Mexico, and we'll run straight through. We've got CBR action every Sunday on Fox Sports Network through November. So everybody be sure and turn in. If you missed one, you can catch them. If not, watch them again because you'll probably miss something the first time that you may catch the second time. So.
That's right, and they're so good. I mean, the whole production is amazing, and you learn so much about the athletes and behind the scenes, and, you know, it's really amazing. So, you know, take the opportunity to, you know, tape those as well and watch them over and over again and see your favorite riders.
That's right, and they can still vote for their Smoky Mountain fan favorite bull rider. Through to the end of October. So if they haven't done that, there's a commercial that reminds them of that during the show, or they can find all the information on cbrbull.com and go and vote for your favorite bull rider.
That's right. And you can always find the updates on Cutting Up Radio and the CBR website at cbrbull.com, Facebook, Twitter, always. So you ever need to be informed, that's where you go.
That's right. That's really about all the updates this week I have. Everybody's off radioing and running the roads, and Cody Till and Trey Benton continue to lead the PRCA World Stand in first and second. And so we're wishing all those guys well, and obviously all the run toward the NFR has kicked up, and those guys are steadily traveling to those events. And so we got lots going on, lots for the fall coming up. So we'll keep everybody posted as each week goes on. Next week, I will see if I can find somebody to cover for CBR Mondays, because I will be on my way on a plane to South Dakota, or in South Dakota, and sometimes my phone service is not so well there. So we'll get somebody to pick up and take over, Andy or somebody, one of the crew to pick up and take over. So
okay. Well, that sounds good. Well, it's been an amazing show tonight. We want to thank Allie D for joining us tonight. And hopefully she gets that phone recharged. It was such a great honor. You know, she just didn't know what she was getting into when she came on here with us, did she?
Yeah, that's right. I think she's had a busy day, and that's what she was busy up until the call. And actually, I'd asked her to be on there last week, and she was busy, and so she said, "I'll switch and come be on there next week with you." And so anyway, she probably had burned her phone up all day, and it went out, so
yep.
Never know about her.
Well, yeah. I want to let all the fans know that I have your questions. I just screenshot the questions, and I will ask those to Allie D, and I will post those on our Facebook page. So your questions will be answered.
Because she's always on Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah. Thanks for sending those questions in. Allie D appreciates each and every one of you, and make sure you check out her website at AllieD.com and AllieDCollection.com, and follow her on Facebook and on Twitter, and always stay up to date with where Allie is going to be with the CBR by visiting the CBR website at CBRBull.com. And also for Cicely, make sure you are following her on Facebook and also on Twitter, and following CowboyCrossroads.com and visiting her website and doing some retail therapy too.
That's right. We've got lots of new cute stuff coming in soon.
Awesome. Do you have any cute things coming in for the fall?
Oh, I've got lots of things coming in.
Awesome. Because it's like 50 degrees over here in Tennessee now.
It's like chomping at the bits, waiting for it to all come in. I've got it all ordered, and, you know, it takes a little bit to get it all in. But hopefully in the next 4 weeks or so, lots of new stuff coming in. And it'll just stay tuned. New pictures to be added soon.
Yep. Well, thank you, Cicely, so much for joining us here for CBR Mondays, as always, and we look forward to having you back on the show after South Dakota.
You're welcome. We'll talk to you guys either. Now, if I'm there and have service, I'll let you know ahead of time, and we'll have somebody on there. If not, I'll line somebody up.
Cool.
Okay, y'all
great.
Have a good week.
All right,
Thanks.
You too, hon. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that was Miss Cicely Cross, and that is going to wrap it up for Championship Bull Riding Monday right here on Cutting Up Radio. I want to invite all of you to join us tomorrow on our show here on Cutting Up Radio for Tough Enough Tuesday. We will be showcasing Rodeo News' very own reporter, Miss Alexis Bloomer, and she will be cutting up here on Cutting Up Radio. And you don't want to miss this show, because there's a lot of things that you don't know about this beautiful young girl who has really inspired me so much on Twitter. And we've gotten really close Twitter friends, and I'm just really inspired by her. So make sure that you join us tomorrow night right here on Cutting Up Radio at 9 p.m. Central Time. We are definitely going to make you smile, laugh, and everything else with Alexis Bloomer. So stay tuned. It's going to be a lot of fun. Also, we're going to close out the show tonight with Allie D's latest hit song, Sweet Southern Song. So enjoy this, and make sure you check her out at AllieD.com as well as the AllieDCollection.com. And stay tuned to Cutting Up Radio by visiting our website at CuttingUpRadio.com and following us on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks again for joining us for CBR Mondays right here on Cutting Up Radio.
Got a good man lying next to me every night in bed when I go to sleep. It's like a dream. Got a good job in the city, drive a little way, but the drive's sure pretty. Yeah, there's lots of trees.